Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Cello World Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manan Goyal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q1 FY27 result conference call of Cello World Limited. Today, we have with us senior management represented by Mr. Gaurav Rathore, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Atul Parulia, CFO. Now, I hand over the call to the management for their initial comments on the quarterly performance. Then, we will open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our earnings conference call. Joining me today is our CFO, Mr. Atul Parulia, and our Investor Relations Advisor, SGA. Our financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded to the stock exchanges and are also available on our website. I hope you had an opportunity to review them. During quarter one of financial year 27, we reported revenues of rupees 527 crore while maintaining healthy profitability. EBITDA and PAT margins stood at 22.9% and 13.9%, respectively. In our previous earnings call, we indicated that we would see a soft patch. In response to the rising input cost environment, we implemented price increases across most of our product categories. These price revisions enabled us to fetch better gross margins in a weak demand environment. The writing instrument division delivered a healthy performance during the quarter, registering 52% year-on-year growth driven by a healthy contribution from the Cello brand. The consumer wear business, which is our largest product category, delivered a muted performance during the quarter due to multiple factors. Consumer demand continued to remain subdued as discretionary spending was impacted by inflationary pressures and the prevailing macroeconomic uncertainties. Steel bottle sales were not comparable with the corresponding period last year, as we did not have the imported inventory to support demand this year. We have already commenced our in-house manufacturing of steel bottles at our Rajasthan facility. Currently, eight manufacturing lines are operational, although they are yet to reach optimal utilization. We expect these lines to ramp up over the next few quarters, enabling us to gradually recover and cater to the demand in this category. Capacity utilization in our glassware business remained at about 60%. Customer response to our product quality has been encouraging. However, the scale-up has been slower than anticipated, primarily due to continued dumping from China. We also saw weaker export demand for most of our products during this quarter. Revenue from our molded furniture and allied products business stood at rupees 80 crore, broadly reflecting the prevailing industry demand trends. We also witnessed strong momentum across e-commerce channels. These channels now contribute around nearly 16.3% of overall revenues, while continuing to deliver healthy profitability. In this dynamic environment and broader macroeconomic uncertainties, our focus remains on the factors within our control. During financial year 27, we will continue to strengthen our operational efficiency, rationalize our product portfolio, realign our distribution strategy, deepen market penetration, and improve our working capital discipline. With a focus on maintaining strong balance sheet health and a robust operational structure, we remain confident of steadily improving our performance as demand conditions normalize and the benefits of our ongoing strategic initiatives begin to reflect in the business. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Atul Parulia, who will take you through the financial highlights. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaurav, and good morning to everyone. I will be sharing the financial details for the quarter gone by. Revenue for Q1 FY27 stood at 526.7 crore. Our gross margin for the quarter stood at the healthy level of 52.4%, a sequential margin improvement. EBITDA for the quarter was 117.1 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 22.2%. Profit after tax stood at 73.4 crore, with a PAT margin of 13.9%. In terms of revenue mix, consumer wear contributed 63.6% of the total revenue, followed by writing instrument 21.2%, while molded furniture and allied product contributed remaining 15.2%. Channel-wise, general trade contributed 71.1% of the total sales. The online channel increased its contribution to 16.3% from the 10.4% in Q1 FY26, with profitability remaining in line with the general trade channel. Export accounted for 7.3% of the sales, while modern trade contributed 5.3%. On the profitability count, consumer wear reported a gross margin of 55%, writing instrument delivered gross margin of 53.8%, and molded furniture recorded a gross margin of 39.5%. With this, I would like to open the session for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rakshit Desai from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Percy Panthaki here. Just wanted to understand on the glassware unit, at the time of making the capex, was the expectation that the China dumping is going to be a short-lived kind of a phenomenon?
So, Percy, I think while we have made this investment, the conditions were a little different. The dumping was not as much. But in any case, you know, the ramp-up has been good. You know, the revenues have constantly been increasing of the glassware plant. And at, you know, another 10-15% you know, utilization, we will reach healthy profitability. So I think we still stand by the you know, the whole idea of putting up the plant and the capex, and we should see the fruits pretty soon.
And how much was the sales in the current quarter from the new plant?
It has increased substantially. It is in the tune of about 30-35% increase over the last quarter.
Over Q4.
Over Q1 of last year.
Okay, okay. And what would be our capacity utilization at this point of time?
Capacity utilization still stands at 60% only, because we've been using older stock as well, right? So we had a lot of stock that we had built up as well. So we have been eating up that stock, and that is why the capacity remains at 60%.
And when can we expect, what can we expect in terms of sales from this unit for the full year FY27?
Sales should be a healthy growth. As I said, we've already seen 30-35% growth in the first quarter. So I think that should be the number hopefully for the entire year.
Would we be touching about 150 crore or no?
A lot more than that. That was last year. So similar, it'll be quite a lot more than that.
Okay, understood. Secondly, on the rest of the consumer wear division, other than the glassware, how has the growth been? What does the festive season look like? Is there going to be any kind of phasing between Q2 and Q3 on a YY basis, if you can give some idea?
Sure. So as I mentioned that on the consumer side, the major problem has been the steel, products, because we have had stockout situations, and while we have been producing at our new plant, it takes time for the plant to start producing all kind of items. So while, you know, when we were actually at our peak, when we were still importing, that time we had about 150 SKUs. Today we are playing with 20. And this will increase to about 50-55 over a period of the next couple of quarters. So I think, that's how the ramp up is happening. We are left with very limited SKUs. The SKU is a bigger issue. But at the end of the day, that's the only way, you know, things are going to move, as, you know, we have access to no other product line.
Okay. And lastly, can you comment on news items regarding a promoter stake sale? What is the thought process behind that? What are the timelines? What is the extent of sort of shareholding that you would like to sell, etc.?
See, already as we have, I'm Atul here. As already we have explained in the NSE and BSE that we have nothing at present. And we
sorry, couldn't hear you.
There has been a clarification that has already been put out. You know, I think you can refer to that. And currently, there is no other comment on this that we would like to make.
Okay, that's all from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My first question is related to the consumer opalware business. So how has been the opalware business? How has been the growth? How much the contribution has been?
So it's been a tough quarter overall for the consumerware category. So of course there has not been much of a growth in the opalware category for this quarter. But it is one of the worst quarters anyway for opalware, because the first quarter is the slowest. Opalware really picks up from the second and third quarter. So I think it looks like a good festive season ahead. But the growth has been muted for this quarter, at least for opalware.
Okay. And overall in the consumer business, how much of the price hikes have you taken? And is that the enough for the inflation in the commodity?
Right. So I think the price increases have been different across product lines. So starting from 7% to almost 20%. So the price actually have been quite significant. And that is one of the reasons also why, you know, volumes have dropped in this particular quarter. Because it takes a little time for these price increases to take effect. But we have seen crazy increases in input cost, and we had no other choice but to, you know, increase our prices.
But these prices are absorbed in the market.
Yeah, now it has been absorbed, because over time, and that is why you see a little dip in demand a little bit because of the price hike. But now I believe it has been absorbed in the market.
Right. Secondly, on the in-house manufacturing of steel bottles, already you highlighted it will take a time for a ramp up. So by when you are expecting the whatever the sales which got impacted because of non-availability of the imported product get compensated with your in-house manufacturing?
So I think we are ramping up. As I said, we are at only about 20-25 products currently, and we used to play in around 150 odd SKUs. So I think we will of course reach 50-55 SKUs, which were contributing our major sales, and it will take another couple of quarters to really see the full impact of gaining the entire sale back of what we had lost due to the non-availability.
Okay. And lastly, on the molded furniture, from the last three quarters, we are seeing a decline in the number. So what exact the reason for that, and when you are seeing this outlook to improve?
See, I think molded furniture, we have always said that, you know, we don't expect much of a growth in this particular segment, as it is a heavily crowded segment. So for us, you're just preservation of current revenue and, good profitability is the key. We do not see any great future growth in this particular category. But, we would like to maintain our revenues and maintain our profitability in this segment. So this segment is not going to be a revenue driver for us, even in the future, as I've always said.
Yeah. So is that a declining mode continue in the, you know, the entire year?
No, not declining. It comes back. It's molded furniture. If you see across years, it's always been a similar number. Goes down in one quarter but picks up the next quarter. So because there are a lot of, you know, other institutional sales also that comes in. So it depends on the timing of that as well. So it's not that it's going to be a declining trend. I think we should try to, or we will be kind of maintaining the top line.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupare from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So my first question is on the writing instrument segment. Our gross margin has contracted after the Cello acquisition. So what would be the steady state of margins we can assume going forward?
So I think you are right that it has gone down a little bit, but that's because we are realigning our complete product range in the Cello portfolio. Because when we bought it, there were a lot of items that were not making money for the company. So I think we are rationalizing those products. We are introducing newer products in place of that. So it is kind of transitionary, this effect. We should see similar numbers, you know, to the Unomax brand that we have been operating in. By at least in the next couple of quarters, you should see similar numbers for both brands.
Understood. So on the glassware and the opalware, how much, if you can just quantify the year-on-year growth or degrowth in revenue in Q1 of FY27, and was the gas issue has affected, or does the issue still persist?
So in terms of numbers on the opal glass side, it's been a marginal growth. It's not degrown. And the gas issue, the availability of gas is now there, but it is of course at a very high price, which is about almost 80% higher than the price that we were getting in March. So of course there is an impact on margins due to that as well, because a lot of it could not be passed on during the quarter. But we have taken price increases, and that has kind of helped negate some of the input cost increases. But the gas price increases has been extremely substantial.
So is the issue still there, and are we planning for more price hikes?
More price hikes? No. So I don't think we will be able to do any more price hikes. I don't expect it to go above this level at this point of time. But I don't think we can do any more price increases, because a lot of the products that were coming from China, the prices have not increased there. The input cost for them remains pretty much the same, while it has increased substantially for us. So I think, but hopefully it will not go up beyond this. It's already, I believe, has reached its peak.
Understood. And sir, what was the sales contribution for SS bottles in Q1 FY26 and versus Q1 FY27?
So I think quarter one of 27, it has kind of dropped substantially, and that is the main reason why you see a degrowth in the consumer wear segment. Q1 of 26, we had a lot of material. We were playing in about 110 SKUs, and today we are down to about 25. So I think it's a substantial degrowth in the steel segment, which has contributed, to a degrowth in the consumer wear segment overall.
Understood. And in terms of the CAPEX plans for FY27?
Yeah. I think CAPEX plan, there is nothing major coming in this year. It's only going to be maintenance CAPEX that we would be maintaining. Having said that, there could be an addition of a few lines in the steel segment, which we will plan soon. So that is the only CAPEX, but it will be very small.
So we have set up 8 lines and 2 more are pending?
We are planning a few more, yes.
Okay. And when can we expect, sir?
That will of course come by next year, so we will be placing orders soon for that, and because we wanted to first ramp up the production on these lines. So while we are doing that, we are also planning for the future where we will have to add lines. So we should be commissioned early next year.
Okay. And so lastly, on how has been the demand in July, and what is the channel inventory level now? Like, is it below the normal or above normal level?
I think the channel inventory correction has happened in this quarter, as you know, as primaries from the company has dropped, but secondary has improved. Though it was not a very good environment for demand, but still there has been a slightly better secondary that has come in. So which is I think going to help us in this quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Asit C. Mehta Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Mr. Gupta, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with the question.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So a couple of questions. On the demand side that you're saying not very good environment, are you also facing some bit of competition from the domestic players in your consumer wear segment?
In which segment, sorry?
Consumer wear segment.
Yeah.
How has been the competition in that segment for steel bottles, maybe for glassware, opalware? That is one thing. And the second one is on the glassware, opalware. What is the contribution of overall consumer wear in quarter one, and how it has been in the quarter one FY26? You can also share the capacity utilization. I think for glassware you said 60% right now. So for the opalware also you can share. So that's two questions, and then if you allow me, to then I'll have one more.
Sure. I think on the glassware, opalware is at 80-85% for this year, and glassware stands at about 60% utilization. And overall, consumer wear side, there has always been competition. It's not that there has not been. And of course, when demand becomes worse, the competition intensity increases a little bit. But, given that that is transitionary, I think as demand situation improves, and I believe the next couple of quarters should be good when, secondary sales have been better than primary. So, I feel that overall, there is a place for, every competitor. So that's how consumer wear is stacked at this point of time.
Okay, and the percentage of sales, glassware, opalware in quarter one FY26?
I think it is slightly increased from last year, as it has contributed a little more than the other segments. So partial, marginal increase, I would say.
Okay, so around 30%.
Separately, right?
Okay. And so for FY27-28, just broadly. The target is to ramp up glassware, opalware capacities for the FY27-28 target, and what's the marketing spend that you've done in quarter one FY27?
So I think two major factors. I think opalware, glassware, we want to keep increasing our share of the market, which we are doing already. Glassware even more significantly than opalware. Opalware we are almost at complete capacity. Not much capacity is left. Apart from that, steel is of course one thing that we want to ramp up, because that's going to give us the maximum revenue increase plus profitability. Because while we have started production, at lower efficiency levels, margins are lower. And as it increases, we should see better margins also in that particular category. I think we are gunning for two definite things this year. One is, of course, glassware ramp up and steel plant ramp up.
Okay, and steel capacity utilization?
We are in America.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, steelware capacity utilization in quarter one.
Steelware, there is no fixed utilization at this point of time because the efficiencies are not fully there. As the efficiencies ramp up, I think by in the next couple of quarters we should be at peak efficiency.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Achal Lohade from Nuvama. Team, I have a couple of questions. First, if we look at the kitchen appliances company's results for last two quarter and particularly last quarter, they are showing actually very strong growth. Right? So while we are to an extent adjacency, we haven't really seen as much. So I'm just curious, is there a disconnect out here? Is there any specific product or region or competition aspect which is kind of impacting the growth in general?
I think, see, there are kitchen appliances not completely comparable, to us, because it's more of a planned buy. There are cycles in that business, and it is kind of cyclical. If you see, while it has improved, the entire industry has done well. So you will have to see it from an industry perspective for us as well, because I think we are right in the middle. We are not luxury. We are not planned consumer durables. We are right in the middle somewhere. And I think when there is inflationary pressure, initially we get squeezed, but I think later on it starts doing better. So I think I would look at it from that perspective that the industry overall is a discretionary industry. It's not a planned buy or a consumer durable industry. And I think in the durable side, there is a cycle that is playing out, and that is why you see increased demand there. We do appliances as well. We saw fantastic appliances quarter, appliances cookware. While we are very tiny in that category, we saw a significant uptick. So I think it's more from the industry category perspective that things have happened in that side of product line.
Got it. In terms of the electrical appliances, any update on that? Are we expecting anything over next couple of quarters, or it is still some time away?
What, sorry, electrical appliances?
As in kitchen appliances, the electrical appliances like the mixers and all that.
We are already doing that segment, though we do very niche products there. That is what I was telling you about, that we saw also a decent growth in that particular category. Though it's a small category for us, it's growing at a decent pace. We are trying to be on the profitable side of things there. We don't want to get into very massy products. So I think that is why we have taken our own niche in that particular product line.
Got it. And any guidance on the overall growth and margins for FY 2027?
I think it's a tough year. I don't want to at this point, I would not like to guide for anything. I think we'll have to see how things improve in the next quarter. And I am very hopeful of things improving quickly. But I think I'll be in a better place to give you guidance in the next quarter rather than this quarter. Because of what things have transpired. Of course, we are positive on the next quarter, but I think I'll be in a better position in a couple of months.
Got it. Just a clarification, you mentioned the inventories are normal, right, in the channel, or they are slightly higher than usual?
No, I think it has actually dropped, because if you see, our primaries have not happened as much in this quarter, but because there was old stock and which was priced at a lower price, that has started clearing off. So I think our channel partners sit at a comfortable position at this point in time.
Got it. That's all from me. Thank you, Gaurav.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from 360 ONE Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the consumer segment. If I look at last 3 years, right, and I'm not talking about last few quarters, but FY23 to say first quarter of 47, the sales are largely flat for last 3 years, including the declining sales for first quarter. So what has changed, right? I mean, I'm sure there would have been some kind of introspection internally with the management. There is something which has changed in last 3 years. And at the same time, what we do see in last year is the salience of quick commerce has gone up across the categories. So is it to be with the channel issue is there, or there is a brand issue, or is there a category issue which is kind of hurting our growth rate? That is my first question.
So I think consumer wear has not been flat. It has grown over the last 3 years. While writing instruments and molded furniture has been flat, and that is why you see a very flat number. So I think consumer wear as a segment has been growing. There have been different challenges at different times that we have faced. One, of course, if for the last two, 3 quarters, it's been the steelware. Before that, it was the glassware ramp-up issue and the dumping that we saw from China and continue to see. But apart from that, this is a growing kind of a channel. Last 2 years for most consumer wear categories has been low, so it has been an industry problem rather than our problem alone. Because we saw phenomenal growth from 2021 to 2023. The growth was almost upwards of 30% in this category, which dropped to about 8-10% over the last 3 years. So I think it will improve overall. We have entered the right categories. Glassware, we have taken a big bet on. Steelware, as we ramp up, it will contribute very well to the top line, because a lot of imports have now been curbed. So before, anyone could import. So I think we are going to see a market share gain there over the next couple of years. And I think these categories are something that are also trend-based. As we go along, we have always said that we will enter newer categories and synergistic categories, which are horizontal categories, which will also fuel growth. So I think every 2-3 years, the consumer wear category needs a refresh, needs smaller niches to be added. And that is why you see good margins in this particular category. If it was, a run-of-the-mill commodity product, you would have seen very low margin, very high revenue. So I think that's not the play that is there in the consumer wear segment. Consumer wear is a very specialized segment. And I think we should look at it from that way, and we should look at it from brand building perspective over years rather than a very quarter-on-quarter or year-on-year growth. I think, while a lot of people have not grown, they have not maintained margins at all. We are at least trying our best to kind of maintain a healthy bottom line while still maintaining our top line. So yeah, that's how I and, the entire management kind of views this particular category. And we will grow. There are good years and bad years in this category, and the last couple of years has not been that great. But hopefully the next few will be much better.
Sure. And you highlighted online sales as 16% of our total revenue. Would you be able to share how quick commerce has scaled for us for last 3 years?
Quick commerce has done also extremely well in the last 1 odd year. I think this channel is bound to increase quite significantly over the next few years, as I've always mentioned. And I think we are also taking a good amount of share of that market. So I think it's good signs. We are reaching directly to the consumer rather than, the dealer in the GT channel being the influencer. The product itself is reaching directly to customer. So we are trying to promote more and more of our products in this channel. And I think, as this channel improves, customer loyalty, customer brand equity keeps increasing.
So, and lastly, on the glass and steel, at prevailing prices, can we peak sales from the glass facility and the steel facility? That's the last question.
So at peak, glass would be at about 250 to 275 crore revenue, which is from the plant, of course, and then we have other allied products as well. And at peak steelware plant currently with 8 lines should be at about 300 crores. But of course, it's a brownfield after that. So we'll be adding, we'll keep on adding, you know, our lines as we go along.
Sure. And that we expect hopefully to get completely.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Parekh. May we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up question? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Nupani from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, my first question is like, if we remove the stainless steel bottle contribution, ex of this, what would be the revenue growth in the houseware category in this June quarter versus previous June quarter?
So I think if I exclude the steelware category, it'll be a modest growth in the consumerware category. Still a low digit. But overall, yes, if we had grown in that category, it would have been, you know, a decent growth in the overall category. So I think a modest 4-5% growth would be there without excluding the steel category.
So what I was asking, excluding steel, excluding opalware and glassware, what would be the revenue growth in the houseware category in this June quarter?
So I think we do not give those numbers out separately. So I think, you know, that I cannot be answering that on this call.
Okay. And sir, like, despite we have taken a good amount of price hike, our consumerware gross margin has contracted by 120 bps on a YOY basis in this June quarter. So just wanted to understand what is the reason for the same. And do you expect the gross margin to remain stable at around 55% level, which we have clocked in this June quarter going forward, or it can differ sharply because of the change in the product mix in the coming quarters?
So I think if you look, you should actually look at it from quarter to quarter. Quarter on quarter, it has actually improved. Having said that, there is, you know, it has declined year on year due to, of course, one is the steel segment, which has not given us enough margin because it's our in-house manufacturing now and it is not completely ramped up. Sales increase in glassware will also not give, you know, very good margins because currently that revenue is not fetching enough profitability. So as you rightly said, the product mix as it changes, we see a little difference of 1-2 percentage points, but it's always going to be in that 1-2 percentage points. It's never going to be like 4-5%. We are never going to see that.
Okay, so you are saying that the gross margin we should expect in the band of around say 54-55% in the coming quarters time. Will that be the right understanding?
You should see that constantly. It should be improving rather, I would say.
Okay, and sir, lastly, like you have mentioned that we have taken 7-20% price hike across the product category. So can you just specify what would be the average price hike we have taken in the houseware, opalware and glassware, and when this price hike has become effective?
So I think it became effective at different times. You know, houseware, you know, again, houseware can be from 10% to 20%, depends on, you know, amount of polymer used, the different materials used. So it's not a standard average that I can give you. Opalware, glassware has been about 12 to 14% hike. So I think it's different for different product lines. I don't have an average for you here. But yeah, overall it's been about, and if you want an overall average, it would be about 12-13% overall company level or the consumer level.
Okay. And so, sir, like,
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Nupani, may we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up?
Just a follow-up on this one. So the reason why I wanted to understand is that, like, the benefit of price hike, whether that full impact would be visible in the September quarter or that impact was visible in the June quarter number.
So I think it has been mostly it's there in the June quarter. There were of course delays on some of the product lines which did not see a rise in April, which saw a rise in May, for example. Or there were some channels that saw a rise in May. So I think it could be partially in both quarters. I wouldn't say it's a full impact, But it's 90% there, I would suggest.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is for Cellopain. How is the business ramping up?
So I think Cellopain is ramping up well. While we have not seen the full revenue impact as of today, and there is a reason for that, because when we took over the brand, there were a lot of product lines that were making losses for the company. So we have rationalized those products. We have started introducing newer product lines. Overall, it's a good ramp up. It's a profitable ramp up. And I think, though we might not see the full numbers that, our previous erstwhile company was doing, we will see a decent revenue growth this year and a good margin.
Mr. Kumar, do you have a follow-up question? As there is no response, moving on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Rajakumar Vaidyanathan from RK Invest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just two questions. The first question is, you mentioned that there is no much CapEx planned in the medium term. So I just want to know, what is the plan you have for the cash on the balance sheet? Are you looking at any inorganic opportunities, or are you looking at doing any buybacks?
I think we've always said that we would look at inorganic opportunities, and we continue to do so. Currently, of course, there is nothing on the table that we've got, but we keep looking out for opportunities. So if we get something, I think we preserve that cash for only that reason. That we want to grow, we don't want to have ineffective use of this cash, buying back, or we rather deploy it in a newer business, and which we will do so when we get the right opportunity.
Okay, got it. And the second question is, do you use PVC as a raw material?
Sorry?
PVC.
And little question.
No, do you use the plastic resins as a raw material? Because I just want to know what is the current inflationary impact of that.
Yeah, of course. We use polymer in our plastic product lines. So that has had an impact of 12-20% across different products. So, there is PP, PVC. So there are, of course, different polymers and have had different inflationary impacts.
Okay, but is it coming down, or you don't see it abating?
It had come down transitionally, there has been another rise because of the continuing conflict at this point of time. And as crude goes up, it impacts us directly. So it all depends on crude prices.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree AMC. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good morning, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my first question is that regarding the writing instrument segment, what particularly attributes to the 52% revenue growth for the writing instrument segment? And I think the GP margin for this segment has come down by 3-4%, but GP has increased by 39%. So overall, at the company level, this segment might have increased the contribution at EBITDA level as the profitability level. Is it my correct understanding? And do we succeed to increase the finished product price, because there was a sharp increase in the crude oil based raw material price? Sir, that's all.
Right. So I think the writing instrument, as I mentioned, the Cello brand contributed this year. That is why you see a growth which was not present in the last quarter of last year, in the first quarter of last year. So I think that is the rise that we have seen. The contraction in GP is because, it is transitionary. We are introducing newer products in Cello. As I mentioned, there were products that were not profitable for us, so we have rationalized those products. And as we ramp up revenue, we should see, GPs increasing in this particular product line. Yes, while having said that, consumer wear GPs have gone up. So I think it has compensated for that particular decline. And raw material prices you mentioned, of course, as the crude oil prices have gone up, the raw material prices have gone up, so has our prices gone up. And I think that is why you see the GPs have not contracted, instead has become slightly better quarter on quarter.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Panchate from Manya Finance. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. My first question was regarding the merger with Wimplast. Has the process been completed, or the share, because the share seems to have not credited into the investor's account?
Yeah, we have not completed the allotment of the shares because of the, some technical glitches we are facing. Maybe in the few weeks, actually, we will complete that process.
Okay. My next question was regarding the inventory gains. Now, since the oil price, we saw that last quarter there were a huge oil price, I mean, oil price increase. I'm sure the company had a lot of low inventory. And so if you can quantify how much was the inventory gain, especially in polymers and PVC, and also if there's any effect on any other products on our consumer web business.
So I think while we had some gain of the inventory in terms of, you know, when the polymer prices increased, a lot of the prices in, you know, channels like modern retail, e-commerce, did not increase, the prices had not increased, almost till mid-May. So a lot of that was already passed on, rather than, you know, we holding it with ourselves. We couldn't do it. So the idea is that, while the gains have happened, the gains was nullified by, still lower prices in some of the channels. So I think that's how, things panned out in this quarter.
If in future also, since we are seeing a huge volatility in crude oil prices, will any price increase will also be transferred to the customer?
Sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt.
It has gone through, but of course there has been, it's very volatile the situation right now, because, you know, we are seeing falls and rises in prices, pretty much every day. Even gas prices, for example, in the glass side of things, has been very volatile. We are about 60%, almost 80% today. The prices up from where it was in March. So I think there is huge volatility at this point of time.
Right. All the very best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karan Gupta from Asit C. Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question on the marketing spend, how much, the percentage of revenue that you done quarter one FY27, and going forward for the consumer wear segment, mostly the brand name Cello is, for the plastics segment, not in the kitchenware and kitchen appliances that we can see in the malls or maybe in the stores. So for the kitchenware and overall consumer wear, how do you, positioning your brand in terms of marketing?
I think we've always maintained about 2.5 to 3% as advertisement marketing cost. And that continues to be the case even in this quarter. So our spends are about 3% of overall revenues.
Okay. And do you think you should be a little bit aggressive in that brand building side in terms of kitchenware?
So I think,
because we have multiple brands also.
I think in our category, most brands, more than, above the line marketing. We focus more on you know, in shop, we focus more on the ground level. And that is a little cheaper than, you know, above the line marketing. And I think that works out better for us because above the line marketing, you know, we have seen is more of a wasted marketing efforts rather than having any direct impact. So recently we have also upped our game when it comes to digital marketing. And though it's a good medium and it's a much cheaper medium to operate in, and it is very effective. So I think we should see effectiveness of marketing and advertisement rather than, you know, pure spend. And that's how we are looking at it.
So in terms of distribution channel, do you see the growth in the modern trade or online side rather than the general trade that you have, you know, a major portion, 75% something?
E-commerce has, of course, I wouldn't say modern trade, but on the e-commerce side, things have, you know, it's picking up a lot more than GT. While GT is growing modestly, e-commerce is growing more aggressively. I think that is across, you know, for everyone. I think that is the case, and there is a little shift in buying patterns. So I think we are present in every channel. Whichever grows is, you know, good for the company.
The percentage of online sales distribution channel for the quarter one FY27.
So I think online sales, as you mentioned, is about 16% of our total revenues, and 70% remains GT.
Oh, significant pickup from FY26.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anu Parakh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
So one last question. You mentioned that we have seen volume decline in the houseware category due to the impact of price hikes and weak consumer demand. So do you expect a similar trend to continue in the coming quarters?
I think the coming quarters should actually improve basically because, you know, the channel inventory is lower than what it used to be. Because of the price increases, you know, our channel partners bought less material because they were liquidating their older material at lower prices. So I think since that has happened to a significant level, I think now we should see better momentum.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for the call, and you know, hopefully we'll have fantastic quarters coming up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect the lines.